Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. By the way, probably for the next little while, still some traffic issues. Highway 41 southbound in the Green Bay area between Mason and Lombardi, accident had both lanes backed up. I'm assuming that's still an issue, so bear that in mind. I'm not saying the Packers are going to win the division. I'm not saying that. But how many people, how many season ticket holders said no when that playoff envelope came? Ah, they're not. I'm not. Because you have to put the money up front, and now it goes directly to the next year tickets and so on. Nah, not doing it. I bet you thousands, if they were to get a home playoff game, it could be interesting. Could be interesting. I'm not saying I didn't say they're going to get one. I still don't think they're going to win the division. But the reality is they still can at the moment. It all comes down to Sunday's game. If they win Sunday's game, I think they're then about a 50-50 chance to win the division. Right now I'd say they're about a 20%. Maybe 10. 10 to 20%. I want to thank a listener. I did not get to this on Friday. I want to thank the listener who pointed my direction to a full-page ad on page B7. B7. Bingo! No, page B7 of the Wall Street Journal. This is a full-page ad from BP. That would be British Petroleum. The IRS wouldn't accept this claim, but the Gulf Settlement Program did. Remember the gazillion dollars, the damage from the Gulf oil spill? Claim XXX01. An adult escort service submitted tax returns from 2007 through 2010 to the Gulf Settlement Program to support a claim for lost income. All of the tax returns were dated 2012 from those 4 years, and all were unsigned. The claimant also provided accounting statements missing the dates on which they were created. That escort service was awarded more than $173,000 from the Gulf Fund. A claim from an escort service based on tax returns that were unsigned and perhaps never even filed, with alleged losses having no apparent connection to the spill, paid in full. How could this happen? Despite these obvious red flags, the Gulf Settlement Program pushed this claim through to payment. The IRS doesn't accept unsigned tax returns or undated accounting statements, but the Gulf Settlement Program did, without adequate investigation, without backup documentation, and very likely without checking with the IRS. In fact, many claims are paid with shockingly little scrutiny. Remember, they needed their pound of flesh from BP. We will continue fighting to stop all abuses of the settlement and return the claims process to doing what it was intended to do, paying the legitimate claims of people and businesses who suffered real financial losses from the spill. For more, go to thestateofthegulf.com. I did. This is the tip of the oil spill we're talking about here. Bayou Bonanza bombshell. $540 million in spill claims went to medical clinics, lawyers, a psychiatric hospital, and other far-flung businesses. A lawyer who lost his license, a wheat farmer who stopped growing wheat, a hotel that closed for repairs after a fire. What do they all have in common? They are just a few of more than 1,000 claimants getting payments from the court-supervised settlement program in the Deepwater Horizon litigation, even though, as described in court papers filed by BP, their losses are either non-existent, exaggerated, or have nothing to do with the Deepwater Horizon accident. The new documents filed by BP with district court on November 7 demonstrate that the program has handed out more than $540 million to more than 1,196 claimants located more than 100 miles from the Gulf and who work in industries unlikely to have been impacted by this spill, including agriculture, construction, legal services, and even nursing homes. Another $76 million has been awarded to 64 claimants, despite evidence either in their claim files or in publicly available documents showing that the oil spill was not the cause of any losses. As noted in BP filings, among those getting awards. An Alabama medical clinic whose chief revenue generator was unable to practice medicine and generate revenue because his medical license had been revoked by the state of Alabama. Award, $662,000. A psychiatric hospital located more than 100 miles from the Gulf that saw a pre-spill cut in rates paid to it by government programs and private insurers. Its award, more than $2 million. A nursing home in central Louisiana that shut down almost a full year before the spill. $662,834. A dental service located more than 200 miles from the Gulf, whose own sworn statement to its insurer says the water damage unrelated to the spill caused over $47,000 a month in lost income for 3 months in 2010. Its award, $137,518.89. A Floridian who claimed to be a builder of custom homes despite having no active contractor's license in the state of Florida and no payroll. His award, $274,944. This money is getting pissed away. A wireless phone store in Louisiana that was closed for all of 2010 as a result of a fire predating the oil spill. Its award, $135,258.94. A Louisiana lawyer located approximately 200 miles from the Gulf who lost his license 4 months before the spill. Boy, these people have stones even applying. Well, why wouldn't they get the money? $172,253. And finally, a wheat farm located more than 200 miles from the Gulf that elected not to grow at all in 2010. Its award, $266,730. As part of its filings, BP asked the district court to allow for an examination of the claims administrator's policies regarding these claims and stop payments to those who did not suffer a loss connected to the accident, the Deepwater Horizon spill. BP requested that these amendments requested them because the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals expressly stated that the issue of claimants collecting funds for harms unrelated to the oil spill should be given the attention it deserves on remand. And because of the claims administrator admitted to the Fifth Circuit, the settlement program has paid claims for losses that a reasonable observer might conclude were not in any way related to the oil spill. Now, this isn't just BP saying that, hey, we don't want to pay this out because they don't deserve it. Well, they don't want to pay it out because they don't deserve it. But more than that, there are probably still deserving people who are getting screwed. So I don't remember what the full, I don't remember right now what it was BP was ordered to set up in that fund. But there you go. There it is. By the way, how much time do I have, Jason? Can I do this in 2 minutes? I've got about a minute. I just want to mention this briefly. I'm sure we'll talk more about it tomorrow. A report is due out tomorrow from the National Transportation Safety Board, which is going to put a lot of blame on the pilots in the San Francisco airport crash of Asiana Airlines 777. It's also going to say that one of the problems is airplanes do so much of the work right now that these guys relied too much on the automatic, you know, was there enough thrust and all of that. What happened is they changed something that took it offline and then they just never realized it. I did a whole topic on this, but I think it was Holman Jenkins, I could be wrong on that though, of the Wall Street Journal argued planes should become fully automatic, fully no pilots, because he thinks the hybrid is the problem here. And that's apparently what this report is going to say. I think that's wrong. This is the first fatal commercial airline crash in America in 4 years. I think the mostly automatic, mostly automated airplanes with some pilot assistance is actually working quite well. I think that track record is a pretty good one. But I haven't seen the NTSB report yet. So we'll talk more about this in the coming days. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.